Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Max Living Nation, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. We're your hosts for the Max Living Podcast. We're excited to have you this week as we talk about raising healthy families and what it really takes to have the healthiest kids.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. And listen, as a parent, our number one priority is to keep our kids healthy. And what most parents don't realize is that their own health issues today were caused by something that happened when they were a child. So in today's episode of the Max Living Podcast, we're going to give you the tools and the resources you need to raise your children in the healthiest way possible.
That's awesome. So a lot of people heard that, or maybe they missed that. Let's repeat that. So a lot of the health problems that adults face today,
yes,
are a result of something that happened to them when they were a child.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And listen, we talk about this a weird sort of like parallel, but we talk about the cumulative effect of like making sure that you're eating like healthy organic meats, right? That when you eat a grass-fed organic cow, that versus a cow who has been grazing in a pasture that's been pesticide laden and sprayed with things, that there's this cumulative effect that everything it's eating is compiling. And every single day, those things are piling up and it's growing and it's growing and it's growing. So there can be a toxic load.
Biotoxic accumulation.
Come on with the big words. I love it. So that's what happens right in the meat. Well, it's a very similar concept, right? Here with childhood, that there's this cumulative effect that your health can have, and that these foundational years as children, the things that we're doing to our kids, the things, how we're raising them, the path that we're setting them on in their health, whether we're intentional about it or not, we are setting them down a road that what their health is going to look like. And so you're either reading books and you're proactive and you're, you know, making decisions, thinking about that and being intentional about it, or it's just kind of haphazard and you're doing what everybody else is doing and you're letting your pediatrician tell you.
And I think that's the majority. I think the vast majority of parents, you know, kids didn't come with an instruction manual.
No.
And so the vast majority of parents, I think, are doing their best, but they're not, and this is not a slam to people, but they're not being intentional about certain things. They've never even thought through some of the things we're going to talk about today.
Right.
So we're going to give you five things that we think you need to walk away with.
Okay, but that's so funny. What you just said reminded me. It reminded me, you're right. Kids don't come with instruction manuals. Do you remember when we had our first son, when we had Hudson, we had him at home, right? The midwife leaves and we look at each other and we're like, so we just get to have a baby? Like, we just get to keep this baby? Nobody's telling us how you take care of a baby.
I think everybody who's had a child has felt that at some point in time.
I mean, like literally, you just get to have it.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was recently. Someone was like, we just walked right out of the hospital with this kid. Like we walked in. There was two of us when we walked in. There was three of us when we walked out. Nobody said a thing.
Nobody said a word. They're like, yep, there you go. Just take the baby.
So our goal is to give you guys five areas to be very, very intentional, to be very focused. So
yes,
going back to that whole phrase, this is what I was hoping that you would say, and I like where you went with it, but things that happen to us when we're young create health issues for us when we're older. Very simply, one of those is mindsets, how we're taught about health.
Yes.
That sticks with you when you're older. Do you run to the medicine cabinet? Do you mm-hmm. treat everything with drugs? Are you reactive? Are you symptom, you know, focused? So that's something that carries with you when you're older.
Yes. And I would say in line with that, with exactly what you're saying, if there's a gift that I could give my children, like as an adult, listen, we do very well. We're not going to do it perfect. Like our kids are not going to be raised perfectly, right? Like right. In terms of health. I mean, my gosh, you know, even the other things that we don't have to get into everything else, like socially, spiritually, social media, you know, all those things, but just even in terms of health, our kids aren't going to be perfect, but I can say, this is what I'd hang my hat on. I know that we've won. Like we did our job, check mark, we won. Thank you. if my kids grow up with a health philosophy that that they understand philosophically how they need to take care of themselves, that they have this model of, you know, they understand the innate power that's inside of them. They have this vitalistic concept. They understand vitalism. They understand that God put a powerful healing thing inside of them, that their body's always conspiring on their behalf, that it's always fighting for them, and that they just need to work alongside those systems and support those systems, and then they're going to be healthy, right? Like, I might not set them up, like, every decision might not be perfect, but if I can give them that mindset, exactly what you're talking about, the mindset, then I think that we've won.
I'd agree. I think that's one of the biggest things. And again, that goes through, like, how did your family eat when you were growing up? You know, were you the Kraft macaroni and cheese ramen noodle family? What is that going to look like as an adult? You know, the idea of people like, you know, diabetes runs in my family. And the old joke is,
right,
no, you have diabetes in your family because nobody runs in your family. You know, right, are you guys right. active together? Are you the right. go for a hike, go for a walk? Do you guys do the evening walk, you know, at night, or do you watch 2 hours of TV?
Right.
And so these are things. But then there are other aspects of things that actually happen that physically damage your health. For instance, subluxations from birth or being a kid and playing sports, subluxations of the spine where the vertebrae have misaligned. And we see this, you know, we x-ray children all the time. Last week, I think we saw like 16 new patients. I think 10 of them were kids, and these kids are already seeing results within the first few visits, are seeing relief from conditions that they're having. They're sleeping better. They're digesting food better. They're having more bowel movements, you know, babies, less reflux. And these are things that the mom and dad didn't even know existed, but most commonly through the birth process or even sleep positions, car seats, that these kids already had subluxations in their spine. Now think about this. If those kids never get adjusted, then they're 40-year-old adults. Those subluxations are relatively permanent. They've been there now for 40 years and they're causing major health issues in adults, and adults have no idea that that's coming from their kid. How about this one?
And that cumulative effect.
Were you fully vaccinated as a child? We now know that there are risks long-term with vaccines and your health.
Right.
And that, you know, there is no biological free lunch. You always like to say you can't do something and not, you know, have a price on
it. Right.
If, you know, some things you eat good nutrition, the price is health.
Yes.
Other things you inject a cumulative load of toxins into your body.
Yes.
Neurotoxins, nephrotoxins, you know, immunotoxins.
Yes.
That latex, formaldehyde.
Whoa. Ooh, those don't sound good.
No, latex, formaldehyde, erythromycin, like antibiotics, these chemicals, polysorbate.
I don't know what a nephrotoxin is, but I don't want it.
It's a kidney toxin.
I don't want it.
But these are all chemicals that are commonly in vaccines.
Right.
And we're injecting these chemicals, you know, into the amount of, you know, 70 something doses by the time kids are 18 years old. And that will have an effect. We have seen a huge rise in allergies and asthma as the vaccine schedule increases. There's a large rise in allergies and asthma.
Yes.
So what we do when we're young absolutely matters for our health when we're older. And if you want to raise children in a healthy way so they become healthy adults, we have five key areas, and we're going to talk through each one of these. So number one is be a healthy parent.
Yes. Yes. I love this one. This one's so good to me because we used to talk about this. We've talked about this on the show before. I used to own a CrossFit gym. And when I would sit down in consultations with parents, a lot of times, like, one of the things that we said is that, listen, in no place on planet Earth is a kid going to sit down and eat asparagus and broccoli and a piece of grilled chicken when his parents or her parents are chowing down on French fries and a Big Mac. Like, it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. You cannot make, like, the choices that you make have a cascading effect in your family, right? And so when you're sitting down and you have that, you know, wild caught salmon and, or you have those organic, you know, vegetables, and you have this grass-fed beef, and the choices that you're making are wonderful choices. And there's literally nothing in your house. I always say I feel bad for the babysitters that come over and watch our kids, because there's no snacks in our house.
There's
we
no
got
junk food.
Nothing. There's no junk food. We're like, hey, if you get hungry, there's some carrot sticks in the fridge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I do. But listen, it's because it's the environment that they live in. And so our kids are very used to it. They don't feel like they're, you know, sad, or they're not, like, feeling left out. And there's times where we, you know, make different choices, and we, you know, they have cheat meals, or they have have stuff where they're, you know, exploring things.
One of my pet peeves is honestly, and again, I'm not, you know, but when we go to church, it's like they're constantly week after week after week trying to cram candy down our kids' throats, and our kids are not used to it.
They're not used to it. And luckily we have a schooling environment where there's not food rewards, like, you know, in the school that our kids go to. So they're not used to, you know, saying like, hey, you got that answer right. Here's a piece of candy for it. You know, so it's just a very different environment. So you have to be very aware that your kids are not going to outpace your decisions.
Yeah. So number one, be a healthy parent means that part of your job is to teach your children about healthy food.
Yes.
And the way you do that best is by being an example and eating healthy food. People will come in to our office frequently and they're like, I just cannot get my kids to eat anything healthy. And then I'm like, all right, you want me to help you out with that? Yeah, do me a favor. I want you to log everything you eat for the next 10 days. So they're like, No, this isn't about me. I can't get my kids to eat healthy. Yeah. Right. I want you to log everything you eat for the next 10 days. And it's atrocious. It's atrocious. Mom and dad aren't eating healthy. That's why your kids aren't eating healthy. It's not that your kids won't eat vegetables. It's that you don't eat vegetables.
Yes.
They learned it from somewhere. And so are there nuances to this? Sure. Like we read a book called Super Nutrition for Babies.
Great book.
And one of the things we learned is being careful about introducing foods when our kids were younger that were too sweet. You know, very commonly parents will give their babies when they start eating edible food, sweet potatoes, bananas. You know, stuff like that. I see these kids come in all the time. They're eating the little dehydrated banana wafers.
Yes.
Rice puffs. That stuff's the worst thing you could possibly feed an infant because you're getting them hooked on foods that either are sugar or break down and turn into sugar. Our kids, when we read that book, Super Nutrition for Babies, they were eating things like peas and asparagus
and avocado.
And things that were either slightly bland and or maybe bitter.
Right.
Because that's the time to introduce kids to it so that they don't develop that palate of sweetness. So you know, here's the reality is if you're a parent with a newborn, then you get an opportunity to start from scratch with this. But if you're a parent, you're like, oh, I already screwed it up. I guess no.
My kid's five. It's over.
Kids aren't going to starve.
Right.
They will eat eventually. There is nothing wrong, in my opinion, with a child missing a meal, you know, if they have to.
Yeah. And we're not talking about a lot. We're not talking about, we're not talking about starving,
but we're talking about like you're going to eat that.
Right.
But here's the thing. If you're a parent and you're not doing it, they're not going to do it either. The second principle about this is my kids won't eat anything but snack food and junk food. Well, who's buying the snack food and junk food?
You know
what I mean? It's like those shows on TV when they have these people who are like morbidly obese and they're they haven't even left their house and they're like, it's like, how is that person eating? They can't even get off the couch. Who's bringing them 62 hot dogs?
Right.
Like there comes a point at which somebody's got to take responsibility. And for kids, that's you as a parent.
Right.
Stop buying the junk. The easiest way to quit smoking, like as an adult, don't buy cigarettes.
Right.
Like, and then you like that solves the problem. Like you can't smoke cigarettes if you don't have cigarettes.
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing. Your kids can't eat junk food if you don't have junk food in the pantry. House.
Right. It's just not there. You couldn't eat it if you wanted to. Right. It's absolutely not there. And listen, I love this before because I've heard you say it before. And that's that like, if God felt like, hey, your kids are going to make great food choices, like he wouldn't have given them parents to make food choices for them, right? Like there is a, do not abdicate your responsibility as a parent that you need to help shepherd these kids in their food choices and in their health and in their life and set them up for a lifetime of success with their health.
Yeah, the context of that was, it was a really good friend of ours. We did a Raising Healthy Families talk and she was like, how do I get my kids to make better choices with their food? And I'm like, they're kids. They're not going to make better choices with their food.
Right.
They put the wrong shoes on the wrong feet every day, even though they know that they're supposed to curve in, not out.
Right.
And they still think they're picking the right way. Right. So
they also eat boogers.
So the answer to that question was, if your 3-year-old was fully capable of making well-educated, good food choices at 3 years old, then he would have less of a need for a parent. Right. And God felt like you needed to be their parent because they make poor food choices.
Right.
And so you need to make those decisions for them. Kids don't get to make food choices.
Right.
That's just plain and simple.
Right.
We had a son that he, his first experience of realizing that the way we eat is a little weird compared to the general public is he loved things like sauerkraut. He loved pickles. He loved these.
And
seaweed. A dehydrated seaweed. He would bring these things for lunch and kids would make fun of them because they were eating you know, Lunchables and
Gushers.
I don't even think they make those anymore. You know, fruit snacks and
fruit by the foot. What 80s fruit can we name?
Punch and yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. But I will say that, yes, he was weird. He was considered weird in that context. But I will say that we do allow them a certain amount of autonomy within, like, all of our kids get to choose one vegetable that they don't like. Because let's be real, like, as human beings, there's probably a vegetable that you don't like.
I hate watermelon. I don't eat watermelon. I think it's disgusting. I think all melons should be removed from the planet. I'm just not a melon fan. I think it's a texture thing. It's not the flavor.
Right. You're missing out at a good summer barbecue, but listen, that's on you. And you're an adult. You can choose that. If you don't want to eat a watermelon, that's fine. Like, it's not the end of the world.
One of our kids, his is squash. Another one of our kids, his is asparagus. He hates asparagus. So they have one vegetable that they're allowed to not like, and that's allowed to, and then when they go to, like, they'll say, well, I don't like this either. It's like, nope, you get one, buddy.
You get one.
You get to pick one, and that's your one. So that's number one. You have to lead by example and be a healthy parent. Scripturally, the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should walk. When they're old, they won't depart from it. So remember, who's training them? You are. How are you training them? By example. Number two, have a health doctor.
Yes.
So, like, your pediatrician is not a health doctor.
Right.
They're a sick doctor.
Right.
You know, your family doctor is not a health doctor. Here's how you know. Every time you go to them, it's because you are what?
Sick.
Sick.
Right.
And any type of treatment that they do doesn't make you more healthy.
Right.
If you give drugs to a healthy person, it makes them sick. So if your doctor is pushing drugs, and if you are going to a doctor only when you're sick, that's not a health doctor. So you got to find a health doctor. Who's a great health doctor? Chiropractors.
Yep. Your max living chiropractor.
Your max living chiropractor. Yep. Who else? A naturopath.
Right.
Who else? You know, there's nutritionists.
Right.
So here's the reality is our offices are pretty comprehensive. So we tackle many of these areas. And we can even do on your older kids, do a lot of functional testing on them.
Right.
But first and foremost, get them adjusted. The research on chiropractic, we've gone over in the last several episodes. We talked about ear infections and fevers. And we talked about how your kids getting adjusted regularly, like bare minimum every 2 weeks. Bare minimum.
Yes.
Our kids get adjusted weekly.
Right.
That your kids getting adjusted on a regular basis, make sure that their body is always functioning and healing well. The immune system is strong. That they're digesting food well, they sleep better. The benefits of children under chiropractic care is huge. But here's the thing. Have a doctor that's doctoring you in health, that is doing things that have a net positive gain on the body every time it happens. Chiropractic adjustments, they're nothing but good. There's no bad side effects.
Right.
Eating, you know, a doctor who's prescribing a nutrition plan for your family, there's not going to be a negative side effect.
Right.
Taking the right supplements that support health, there's not going to be a negative side effect.
Right.
And there's not a negative side effect of taking 5,000 IUs of vitamin D every day.
Right. And listen, I think that what you're saying right there also bleeds into what you just mentioned, which is point number three, and that's follow a nutrition plan. So point number two, have a health doctor, right? If you want to win in your health, you need to have a guide. You need to have a doctor who's guiding you through that. Someone who's walking with you, who's holding your hand, who's teaching you information, who's alongside you, supporting your family. Number three, follow a nutrition plan. That guide probably has a nutrition plan.
Yeah. So frequently I'll ask people, what is your nutrition plan for your family? I don't ask them, how do you guys eat? Or what do you eat? Like, I just say, what is your nutrition plan for your family? And they're like, well, and they start telling me all the things that they kind of try to do or whatever, but it becomes really clear that there's no actual plan.
Right.
So if you're like, wait a minute, what does that mean? Every single human being, if I said, tell me your retirement plan.
Right.
Very clearly, the people who are going to have money when they're retired are the ones who are saying, oh, I save X, Y, and Z. I invest it like this, blah, 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 blah. The ones who will have zero money when they retire are the ones who are like, oh, I try to kind of put away a little bit of money here and there or whatever that. No,
I save things up until I want to buy something and then I spend it.
Yeah, that's not a plan.
Right.
That's not a plan. And so when I ask patients, you know, what is your nutrition plan? Almost never do I hear an answer of like, here's our plan. In Max Living Offices, that answer, ideally, what we want it to be for you and what it should be for you is we have two nutrition plans to pick from. Only two. The one is what healthy families should do. It's called the core plan.
Yes.
And the other one is called the advanced plan. And that's what sick people should do to get back to being healthy. And so if you have a condition or anything like that, or a diagnosis, or you're taking medication or anything, chances are you should be on the advanced plan for a period in time until you get your health under control. And then the core plan is what every healthy family should do. So here's what the answer to that question sounds like. If I say, hey, what's your nutrition plan for your family? We follow the core plan. And what they mean by that is we only eat pasture-raised and wild-caught organic meats. We don't use bad fats,
nope,
like margarine or bad oils. We use healthy fats. We only eat clean carbohydrates, so we avoid sugar and processed, you know, foods that contain lots of processed carbohydrates.
Yep.
White bread, Wonder Bread, etc. And we, lastly, we try to avoid toxicity. We try to minimize toxins. We don't buy packaged snack foods and junk foods, and our kids don't eat sugar. And it's like, wow, that's a really awesome plan.
It's just very straightforward. And then if there's any time where if there's something that pops up and we need to course correct, then we would move to the advanced plan for whatever period of time we need to. And if there's a condition or if there's something that we're facing or up against, we know what to do.
Like, and the whole family eats the core plan. Now, if mom's struggling with a thyroid issue, mom might eat an advanced plan.
Right.
But the standard is the whole family eats the core plan.
Yep.
Unless, you know, maybe the whole family needs to eat the advanced plan for a while.
Right, right. There's sometimes when we come home from a vacation where we've had a lot of cheat meals and we have to get back on course, and we're tight on the advanced plan for the next few weeks.
Because almost everyone does it as a family. Very rarely do you see, you know, an overweight kid without an overweight parent.
Absolutely.
You know, it just is what it is. Very rarely see that. So you have to do this together as a family.
Absolutely.
Number four. Be an active family.
Yes. It's so good. What do your weekends look like? What are your evenings look like? What are the hobbies that you guys have as a family? Is it like, are you guys TV and movie junkies and, like, you know, love video games? And
we have patients who've said that to us, like, we love movies. We watch a lot of movies as a family. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you also, if that's the case and you spend a lot of couch time, you also need to be a we love walks family.
Yes. Yes. Or there needs to be a balance when you
look
at.
We love Max T3 family. Like, we love high T3, intensity right? interval training as right. a family.
Right. Like, our kids know that they have a morning routine. Every morning, it looks like calisthenics. It looks like if you go on Netflix and watch that JFK presidential fitness routine documentary, their morning fitness routine is based off of that. So they know they get up, they have a certain fitness routine that they do. They're used to it. And that's just one of the things, but it's I don't want to call it ceremonious, but it's just routine in our house, right? That they, like, they're used to, that's the routine that they have. So when you look at our families, you know, top five or top 10 things that we love to do together, probably 7 of the top 10 are very active things. They're sports, they're walks, they're park trips, they're things like that. And then there's a few things that, yeah, like, we do like to sit around and watch a movie together from time to time. But generally speaking, we love to be an active family.
Yeah, absolutely. We go on a lot of walks in the afternoon. We take the dogs. Ashley works out at home, and she works out every day for bare minimum 30 minutes at home. The kids frequently will work out with her and be in the same room with her, especially our daughter.
Yes.
Because when mom's doing it every day, just, you know, at a certain point, it becomes attractive to want to be in there hanging out with mom and doing push-ups and doing
they
whatever.
They stumble their way into workouts all the time, right? And which is great.
I train in the gym, and I power lift 3 days a week, and I do some other stuff. I'm going to start taking Hudson with me powerlifting this summer because he has really expressed an interest in it after I showed him a few videos of me powerlifting.
Right.
But very frequently we, you know, are out hiking and doing things. We're a very, very, very active family. We love movies. The kids love video games. They like these other things, but they know that we are an active family. And so when we say, hey, time to turn off the video games, let's go, we're going to go for a walk. You know, that's something they actually enjoy doing a lot too. So
most of our
vacations revolve around doing active things also. You know, whether it's camping or we're going to Yellowstone coming up, we're going to be doing a lot of hiking.
Yes.
Those are all things like we try to make our, you know, even beach vacations, like we're out on the beach, we're playing, we're outside the whole time. Everything that we do is designed around being an active, a physically fit family.
Absolutely.
So that's number four. And I would just say, get creative and do it as a family. I have a family that's a Hispanic family from Ecuador in my office. And we were talking about this one time, and they were just, you know, kind of talking about fitness, et cetera. And I just said, you know, what you guys need to do is start doing Max T3 together. You know, dad, mom would love it. And then their son plays soccer. their daughter, posturally, she has a scoliosis. So posturally, she just needed to strengthen up some things. So they started doing Max T3 as a family. And it's just amazing. Like, dad has gotten kind of shredded and he's in great shape.
So good.
The daughter's posture is looking better because she's getting stronger around that, skeleton and around that spine. And so her posture is looking improved. The son, you know, his thighs look like tree trunks now.
So
you know, he's a soccer player and they're fit together as a family. It's really cool. Just a couple of years have passed now. And I remember asking them, you know, just recently, like what they do for fun as a family. And they're like, well, one of our favorite things is doing, you know, Max T3. And I'm like, you guys still do that together? Like, oh yeah, every day we do Max T3 together as a family.
It's so good.
If you don't know what Max T3 is, go on Max Living's website. And It's our fitness routine that our doctors have designed for our patients. And so it's just a hormone-based fitness routine that's high interval training that anybody can do at any level. And it's designed to be done every day, 15 minutes a day. And that's what we encourage our patients to do because it's what keeps them not only fit, but it also keeps their spine protected and their body strong to support a healthy chiropractic care.
And we found that our kids love it as well. And that brings us to the last point, number five, and that is maintain your curiosity about health. And I love this one because there always needs to be something that's future paced, right? You're always looking at like the next goal or the next, you know, the next piece. And if you're not looking at the next thing, then you're stopped and you're like, there's not a lot of things that, you're either moving forward, you're either progressing or you're digressing. And so this is keeping you progressing in your life. That the fact is that there's some things that just remain true and there's so many principles that we teach in health that just remain true for all time. And like, if you're following, if you follow traditional medical model, if you were listening, like, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, they talked about margarine was what you had to eat, right? Or don't eat the egg whites or don't eat the egg yolks just because that'll give you high cholesterol, just eat the egg whites. And now we've seen this giant shift in the studies and, you know, those things. And you came back to this position where it's like, oh no, now it's this again. And there's always something like trendy or something happening. And one of the beautiful things about what we teach our patients is there's nothing trendy. There's just principles that are true and they stay true for a lifetime. And as long as you're maintaining curiosity about your health and about what you need to be doing in your health.
Well, being a lifelong learner, yes. I think is a big part of the thing. And, you know, your Max Living doctors, I can promise you, are always ahead of the curve when it comes to health. We have been. Chiropractors in general are, but Max Living doctors are just healthier than your general chiropractors, I would argue, as a group. And so your Max Living doctors are always ahead of the curve. They're talking about things 10 years before anybody else is talking about them. If you want to have a healthy family, stay plugged in. Our healthiest families come to the most events.
Yep.
You know, we have patients frequently. I'll be like, hey, are you coming to the Heart Health Workshop coming up next month? And they're like, I think I went to that last year. And I'm like, well, first of all, if you think you went to it, you didn't retain a lot. And number two, information on how to keep your heart healthy, it changes every year.
Right.
And we're bringing you the best of the best of the best. And, you know, it's all about you and your family learning together. So we're constantly plugging patients into events because we know that the more events they come to, the healthier they are.
Yes, that's so good. Yep. The longer you stay, the better it gets.
Our Max Living offices are ultimately committed to helping families like yours live a life free from interference through chiropractic and through living out the five essentials. So bring your child into a Max Living office to change the future of their health. Head to maxliving.com, check out, click on locations, and you can find a clinic near you. Having a partnership with a Max Living doctor, in my opinion, is probably one of the greatest things you could do for your children's health. Remember, number one, be a healthy parent. Two, have a health doctor. Three, follow a nutrition plan. Four, be an active family. And five, maintain your curiosity about your health.
So good.
Until next week, this is the Max Living Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/locations.